broadcasting worldwide at any time. You are listening to the Washington Jewish Radio Network at WashingtonJewishRadio.com.
Good morning, everybody. This is Larry Shore welcoming you to another broadcast of Washington Jewish Radio. Well, I hope you had a very nice Purim holiday, that you enjoyed the Purim program that we had last week. It's kind of weird when it comes out on Friday. Things kind of get scrambled around a little bit, but hope very much that you enjoyed it. Now we're back with a regular edition of the program, but a lot of rare recordings this morning to celebrate Black History Month. The special relationship of black artists singing Jewish music, and it's pretty cool over the years, and we've got some very, very rare recordings to help you to enjoy that as well. And with me this morning to bring everything to you is Ben. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning, everyone. Good to be here with you all once again. Lots of great stuff to get to over the next couple hours. So what are we going to start with?
Well, let's get started right now with the Miami Boys Choir. This from all the way back in 1980, a live concert album. And they have reboyed many times over the ensuing 40 years that they've been around, but they've been great for many, many years in Jewish music. So again, from a live concert album, I think if you listen very carefully, the voice introducing them at the beginning, I think, is Art Raymond. So we'll take a listen to it. This recorded back in 1980, a live concert album from the morning davening, the Chulam Poskim SPM, here, the Miami Boys Choir.
Bye.
They recorded in concert way back in 1980. They're the Miami Boys Choir, who've been getting it done for a long time. And V'chulam postgame and the introduction by Art Raymond. I think the concert probably took place in New York area. You know, he was all the time in all these different concerts and stuff, a major, major presence in the New York area on New York Jewish radio for many, many years. And Ben and I talk about that all the time. And we get correspondence from people who remember his program so well and ask for, you know, air checks of it that we have in the collection that we've sent to people. So you know, we're a full-service organization around here, aren't we, Ben? We don't play
Absolutely.
Around. All right. More Hasidic music. Here is Shmuel Neumann, recorded back in 1982. From the benching, Hine Anochi, that Hashem will send Elijah the prophet, may he be remembered for good, to bring good tidings and gladness to the Jewish people. Here's Shmuel Neumann and Hine Anochi. They're recorded back in 1982. Very nice lines there from the Haftorah that is actually recited on Shabbos HaGadol in a few weeks, right before Pesach. But it starts out with Hinei Anochi, and then, you know, they mix things together.
Right.
And it talks about that on that great and awesome day, the Haftorah says, the Navi, the prophet, says that Hashem will send Elijah the prophet, and the hearts of the sons will be turned to the fathers, and vice versa, and all that great day when all that will be made well in the time of the Messiah. So, hope very much enjoy that. Shmuel Neumann recorded back in 1982. Well, now it's time for our selection of the beautiful music of Israel, brought to you by Leslie Kanner's fabulous Israeli accents. And don't forget, they're doing it all over the phone now in these days of the pandemic, the COVID, and all that. So you can give them a call at 301-231-7999. That's 301-231-7999 for Leslie Kanner's fabulous Israeli accent, serving the Mid-Atlantic area. And now, over the phone in the days of COVID, with the finest in Israeli giftware in Judaica. Check them out. You'll be glad you did. Well, here's the great African-American entertainer, Harry Belafonte, who is still with us, still going strong. And he came from the Caribbean back in as a child and was brought to New York. And he specialized in singing songs of the Caribbean lands that he was from, but also a very exotic singer of songs in many languages. He was strikingly handsome. He performed on concertized. He also was in television and motion pictures and all kinds of things. And not only that, he was a major, major force in the civil rights movement. And I don't believe that has changed. You know, even in interviews today, you can still see how passionately, you know, he believes in the fight for and the struggle for equal treatment and equal justice and all these things so very important. Well, one of his monster hits back in 1957 was a Israeli song called Hava Nagila. So I thought we'd listen right now one of the many rare recordings we're going to have for you today. Here's the original, recorded for RCA Victor back in 1957. Song of the Harvest, one of Israel's most famous songs, Hava Nagila, sung by the great Harry Belafonte.
Hava Nagila, Hava Nagila, Hava Nagila, Venesmacha. Hava Nagila, Hava Nagila, Hava Nagila, Venesmacha. Hava Naranena, Hava Naranena, Hava Naranena, Venesmacha. Hava Naranena, Hava Naranena, Hava Naranena, Venesmacha. Uruachim, Belev Sameach, Hava Nagila, Hava Nagila, Hava Nagila, Ben Esmacha. Hava Nagila, Hava Nagila, Hava Nagila, Ben Esmacha. Havana ranena, Havana ranena, Havana ranena, Venesmacha. Havana ranena, Havana ranena, Havana ranena, Venesmacha. Belev Sameach, Hava Nagila, Hava Nagila, Hava Nagila, Venesmacha. Hava Nagila, Hava Nagila, Hava Nagila, Venesmacha. Hava Naranena, Hava Naranena, Hava Naranena, Venesmacha. Hava Naranena, Hava Naranena, Hava Naranena,
Ruachim Balsameach, Ruachim Balsameach, Ruachim Balsameach.
Recorded for RCA Victor back in 1957, legendary black entertainer Harry Belafonte and one of his monster hits, this early Israeli song, Hava Nagila. And how cool is that, Ben?
Really cool.
And
really
that's
cool.
And that's the original. So we're going to have a few of those. These are the things you
can... he's still acting as of a couple years ago, Harry Belafonte.
Yeah. And his daughter also was, her name was Sherry. She was on a couple of TV shows back in the 80s, as I recall. And mm-hmm. No, he's great. And like I say, he's been getting it done for a long, long time. But that was the original. We're going to have a few of them like that on the program this morning to celebrate this this very sometimes overlooked facet of black and Jewish communication that I think is very important that we bring it out here on the program. So we're going to do it. In any event, the preceding selection of the beautiful music of Israel brought to you with the best wishes of Leslie Kanner's fabulous Israeli accents. Call him, 301-231-7999. 301-231-7999 for Leslie Kanner's fabulous Israeli accents. Well, now Mr. Ben's got his first one this morning, so we're going to go to that right now.
All right, well, one of the things that happens on Shabbat or Shabbos that is different from the other days is the addition of an extra meal, the Sudah Shlishit, the third meal, or in Yiddish, Shalosh Sudos. And what is common when that meal is done communally in between during the break in the afternoon, if you're at shul, is there's a lot of singing that goes on, and there's a lot of songs that are well known for that period. So the Maccabees actually did a medley of a bunch of those different songs that are sung.
Well, of course they did.
Of course they did. Usually they do satire. This one, more original stuff. Really cool composition.
Doo-wop, doo-wop, Tiroch lecha Hashem Elokeinu
Papa.
Yeah, that one, as they call it, the Shalashutis medley. And you heard they fit a lot of different things in there. So really nice composition by them.
Absolutely. Been looking forward to being able to go to Shalashutis again. That's kind of been a casualty of the COVID. You know, nobody can be together. It's just it's all hard. It's just all very, very difficult. I don't mean to complain, because as the Barton brothers always say, it could be vice. So we don't want to complain, but we hope that it'll continue to get better. Meretz Hashem, God willing. In any event, let's continue now with the 78 groove. Now, this one is always a feature of Black History Month. This is the late Eddie Rochester Anderson, a comic of great renown, who was very, very famous for his appearances on the Jack Benny radio and television programs. Of course, Jack Benny, one of the leading programs, rated number one for years and years and years, and Rochester was on there. And it was very interesting because his character was not really subservient or servile. He was allowed to answer back, which made things, you know, a little different, and he would kid and tease. And it was all very funny, and he was very, very well-received on the program, and he made this recording as a nice Jewish flavor to it about a breakfast that we all like to have, bagels and lox. So here, recorded for Apollo back in 1947, a very, very rare recording of the late Eddie Rochester Anderson in his gravel voice delivery, and bagels and lox.
The blue plate special away. Start with a napkin, a toothpick, some water. Then call the waiter and say,
hey!
Bagel and lox with the cheese in the middle. Bagel and lox, let it toast on the grill. Bagel and lox with the cheese in the middle and a slice of onion on the side. Bagel and lox with the cheese in the middle. Bagel and lox, plate of toast on the griddle. Bagel and lox with the cheese in the middle and a slice of onion on the side. Bagels are round, they're not square, 'cause if they're square, then they ain't nowhere. And lox is fish, my favorite dish. Hey, Mrs. the waiter, hurry up and bring a plate of bagels.
Yes, indeed. Recorded for Apollo in New York back in 1947. The great Eddie Rochester Anderson and Bagel and Lox. And he heard in there the song. He said, "Hey, Mr. Benny, get me a plate of bagels and lox." And like I say, you know, he was very, very well known for being on the Jack Benny Show. And he, like I say, he had a featured role, and it was a role that was way ahead of its time, considering the era in which that program was broadcast. So hope you enjoyed that very, very rare recording. That's been a staple during Black History Month for a long, long time. So hope very much you enjoyed it. Well, let's continue now. Here is Col Salonica, recorded back in 1984. Shesulam Veis Hashem, this are lines from Psalm 92 recited on Shabbos. Here is Col Salonica.
Shesulim Veis Hashem V'chatzro Selokeinu Yafrihu Ol Genuvun B'Seiva Dishenim Veranhanim Yiyu Shesulim Veis Hashem V'chatzros Elokeinu Yafrihu O Genuvun B'Seiva Dishenim Veranhanim Yiyu Lehagi Ki Asha Hashem Tzuri Ve'lo Avla Sabo Lehagi Ki Asha Hashem Tzuri Ve'lo Avla Sabo Lehagi Lehagi Ki Asha Hashem Tzuri Ve'lo Avla Sabo Ashar Hashem Tzuri Ve'lo Avla Sabo Chatzros Elokeinu Yafrihu O Genuvun B'Seiva D'Sheinim V'Rananim Yiyu Lehagig Ki Ashar Hashem Tzuri Ve'lo Avla Sabo Lehagig Ki Ashar Hashem Tzuri Ve'lo Avla Sabo Lehagig Ki Ashar Hashem Tzuri Ve'lo Avla
They recorded back in 1984, Col Salonica, Shlima Veis Hashem, that from Psalm 92, rather, which is recited, of course, on Shabbos. Well, now Ben's got another one for us. We're going to go to that right now.
All right, well, here is a really nice one, this one from the Friday night service, and Lecha Dodi. Here is the group Derech Achim with a version of Lecha Dodi.
Shalom at Eres Bala Gam besimcha Uvetzalat Oichem Une Hamsekula Boi kala, boi kala Boi v'shalom at Lechavoy v'likras kalo, v'nei shavos ne'ed. am segula.
And there you had the group Derech Achim in that one, a version of Lecha Dodi.
Very nice at that. Well, let's continue now. Here is the first half cantorial, and this is a very nice one by the late cantor Pinchas Borenstein. He was one of the six Borenstein brothers who were all Chazanim in the early parts of the 20th century and up in, you know, to the middle and the end, to the late parts of the century. Pinchas left Poland where he was born, and he was born there in 1902 in Warsaw. And he emigrated in the early 1920s to Argentina, to Buenos Aires, where he became Chazan in 1925 of the Paso Temple of Buenos Aires. It is one of the largest shuls in all of Latin America, and he served there with great distinction until he passed away at the age of only 53 of a heart attack back in 1955. He is still remembered very, very fondly by lovers of Chazanis, especially that come from that part of the world. And a lot of times, you know, Ben, I have to say that this particular shul was destroyed. But this time, I don't have to say that because The Paso Temple, beautiful shul, seats, got to seat 2,000 to 3,000 people, is alive and well in Buenos Aires and still conducts services and is active to this very day. So remembering one of its great Chazanim and one of his famous pieces, this recorded back in 1946 for the Stinson Company in Buenos Aires, here is the late cantor Pinchas Borenstein and Hashkivenu Hashem Elokeinu L'Shalom, a prayer that we say in the Mar of the evening service, asking Hashem to let us lie down in peace and to raise us up to a life of blessing and peace. Here's the late cantor Pinchas Borenstein.
Somebody
Recorded in 1946 in Buenos Aires in Argentina for the Stinson Company, the late cantor Pinchas Bornstein, who from 1925 until his passing in 1955 for 30 years served as the chazan of that most magnificent shul in Buenos Aires, still in operation to this very day. And Hashkivenu from the evening serves. That right there is what they call in Yiddish, that's an Erepeyeshe Zugger Chazan. That is an old-time chazan who speaks the words, who interpreted them just so magnificently. I always enjoy to share his recordings. He was from the old school, Ben, right there, and some magnificent voice to go with it.
Yeah.
He really was the toast of Latin American Jewry for many, many years. Hope you enjoyed that very, very rare recording. Well, we continue now. Ben's got another one for us. We're going to go to that right now.
All right, we are going to continue now. Here is a really nice one. This is a re-recording. So back in the late 80s, Lenny Solomon and Schlock Rock made a song that was called Minion Man, and it was about a guy who was traveling, and he gets pulled in to be the 10th man in this minion that was in the back of a store. And years later, back in 2017, Lenny Solomon got back together with the Maccabees to record a different version of it. And everybody had talked about how they really liked this song, and they wanted to re-record it themselves. And instead of just doing a straight cover of it, they got Lenny to come to the studio and sing it with them. So you will hear his very distinctive voice along with them. Here they are together with Minion Man.
I asked the man, I saw how many Jews in this town. He said to me, there used to be a minion around. But one of us passed away and we've been feeling down. Yet now it seems as though another Jew has been found. Won't you stay with us for Shabbos, Minion Man? I step off the bus in Mobile, Alabama. The sun was slowly setting on the bay. It was 6 o'clock on a summer Friday afternoon. Shabbos was an hour away. I walked around the town wondering what to do. Shabbos is no time to be feeling blue.
Then I saw
a man who looked the same way too. I was quite relieved to find the fellow Jew. I asked the man, I saw how many Jews in this town. He said to me, there used to be a minion around. But one of us passed away and we've been feeling down. Yet now it seems as though another Jew has been found. For Shabbos, Minion Man. We walked down Winston Avenue, a block, then two more. We went into
a shop that red closed on the door.
There was
a minion in the back of a hardware store. Nine men waiting for one more. We ushered in the Shabbos with a beautiful song. The chazan had a voice that was clear and strong. He sang out as one all Shabbos long. Then Marit came again, I had to be moving on.
Shabbos minion man.
About it every now and then, cause the place is still dear. And when I make this trip through Mobile once every year, I remember the man who prayed here.
Now the minion is gone, a few died, some moved on, but the back of the store still remembers the song. The nine men who waited till one came along.
How Shabbos was carried on a song.
Whoa. I asked the man, I saw how many Jews in this town. He said to me, there used to be a minion around. But one of us passed away and we've been feeling down. Yet now it seems as though another Jew has been found. Won't you stay with us for Shabbos, Minion Man? Oh, won't you stay with us for Shabbos, Minion Man? Please, won't you stay with us for Shabbos, Minion Man?
And there you had it. Lenny Solomon with the Maccabees in that one. That one called Minion Man.
Yeah, that's great. That's another hardship of the era of COVID. Yeah. Is scrambling for a minion every morning, and it's become very difficult. You know, you lose a lot of your regulars. You know, they can't come because of whatever reason, and you know, people are scared and et cetera, et cetera. And you still got to cobble together that 10. But I always try to, you know, be forward and, you know, do what we can to get the minion. And it reminds me, I always tell that story about my father, may he rest in peace. He was a salesman for Universal Pictures, and he was down in southwestern Virginia up in the mountains back in the early 1960s, and he had yard sight, and he needed to find a minion, and he happened to tell the non-Jewish owner of the movie theater there in the town that he needed, you know, to have this quorum for prayer, and the guy said, well, how many Jews do you need? And he said, well, I need nine more besides me. He said, well, get in the car. I'll show you where they are. And this non-Jewish man, whoever he was, rest his soul, drove my father around until he found him a minion so that he could say Kaddish. So you see, you find the good people where you find them, and that's just how it works. So that's a very, very nice song. It had to be based on truth.
I'm sure.
We'll have to find out. In any event, more from the Black History Month. So here is the great black band leader, Cab Calloway, who was so very, very famous for many, many decades for all of his great singing and his great music. And this is a song based on an old Yiddish folk song called Atta Zoi Neita Schneider, which means this is the way that the tailor sews. And it's the refrain is Atta Zoi Neita Schneider, this is the way that the tailor sews. So Cab Calloway, who originally came from Baltimore and they say could speak a pretty passable Yiddish, made it into a swing classic, Atta Zoi, the tailor song. Here an extremely rare recording done for Vocalion back in 1937.
Oh, My mother used to sing to me a haunting little melody. Nobody knows where it came from or where it was composed. What does I sing the tailor as he fashions burning clothes? What does I sing the tailor as he sews and sews and sews? He's as busy as a bee, making lovely finery, things my baby loves to wear when I take her to the fair. What does I sing the tailor? All it means is that's the way. When I buy the things he made her, says the tailor, what does I?
Chop, chop, are you hip to this jive that I'm laying to you?
Zip, zip, dee-doo, dee-doo, scrap up, dee-doo, dee-doo, dang, 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 dee-da-da.
Recorded for Vocalion back in 1937, the great Cab Calloway and Otazoy Sings the Tailor, an English swing version of an old Yiddish folk song, Otazoy Neita Schneider. This is the way that the tailor sews. How cool is that, Ben?
Really cool.
You know, it took a long time to find that recording back in the pre-internet Stone Age. When you had to really do your detective work, there was no eBay or anything else. There was there was Larry Bay going to every old record store that I could find to try to find it. And eventually I did, and then I found a second copy of it because the Vocalion catalog was sold out to Columbia in the early 40s, and they reissued it on their OK label. And so we got two copies of it now, and hope very much you enjoyed it. Well, we're going to step aside now for the mid-break, then back with the second portion of this morning's program. Hope very much you're enjoying it.
You are listening to an exclusive presentation of the Washington Jewish Radio Network via our affiliates over the air and WashingtonJewishRadio.com. This presentation may not be copied, rebroadcast, or reproduced without the express written consent of Washington Jewish Radio, the KHC Network, and all participating sponsors.
Let's continue now. We'll get into the comedy time. Here's Schlock Rock with a spoof of a famous hit by the group ABBA. And you know, they came from Sweden back in the 70s, and they had a string of hits, and I don't think any of them could speak English. I think they sang everything phonetically. Maybe they knew a little bit of English, but boy, oh boy, they got it done for sure.
Yeah.
So here's a spoof of a big hit of theirs called SOS. You can see the refrain, very simple, and this is called Pass the Test. Here's Schlock Rock.
You must go far away and leave your home behind. Take everyone with you and see what you will find. The angels came down from above. He ran and gave them food. To honor all his guests is what he understood. And he did fear me, wanted to revere me, pass the test. Head of our nation, reason for creation, pass the test. Turn to God, Abraham, we had to go on. Turn to God, Abraham, do we just carry on? Now take your precious son, who is so very dear. Sacrifice him to me, you should not shed a tear. You didn't ask what's this about, you simply understood. If it comes from above, it has to be for good. And he did fear me, wanted to revere me, pass the test. Head of our nation, reason for creation, pass the test. Turn to God, Abraham knew he had to go on. Turn to God, Abraham knew he just carry on.
Spoof of the famous hit by the group ABBA, SOS, and that was called Pass the Test by Schlock Rock, recorded back in 2010. So let's continue now, more comedy. This is a spoof of a very famous hit by the famous singer Vaughn Monroe that came out back in the late 1940s called The Ghost Riders in the Sky. And about 10 years later in 1957, Mickey Katz spoofed it with a song called The Borscht Riders in the Sky. Here's the late Mickey Katz.
Schneider, geh mir zurück in Kurel dort. Euch ist alle fallen von die Seiten. Hey, no Punch, when I to lunch beyond the poily gates. He walked into a vegetarian restaurant called Nate's. Da hat ein neues gepuppt von flying with his horse. Komm mit Schüres hier, dort give me a plate of borscht. Yippie-ho! Yippie-wasch-ding-do! Die Borscht-Reiters in die Sky. Now listen, hey, the Borscht was hot, the fire of fish is hot, you brennt from steam. The cowboy said, was for a clog, I want some sour cream. These guys, they shook just for the schnook, the bells gave out a clang. The cream came out from Brooklyn, woo-ha, folk mir a gang. Yippee-ho-ho, yippee-wasch-ding-do. Borscht Riders in die Sky. Hey, the cowpunch ate his borscht right up and bought some for his horse. He shot it into horsey with a hypo, of course. Old Dobbin gave a schluch with joy, he felt the sour cream flow. He dived right through the skies of borscht right into Pimlico.
lined up one by one just as they reached the barrier. And someone shot a pistol and they ran as a viajo, yeah! There they go, Dalton, taking the lead is Hagzalt. Second is Finsternior. In third place is Flying Bisk. And coming up schnell from the rear is Happy Hinton. Aber auf who is Bostrider? Ja, klug. Er sitzt schiewe bei der Barrier. Jetzt gibt er a Grebs. Und läuft das wie a Zyklon. Ort kommt er catch Flying Bisk. He's past Finsternior. Jetzt speit er on auf Hagzalt. Come on, Bostrider. Hui, daddy. Hey, the fiddle late is on his way, I seen she can't be stopped. The crowds again, the sugar yelling, gay, the altish cape. The boss, the horsey from the sky, he made the hood look silly. But the cream wore off and he fell down and now he's got a killer. Yippee-ho-ho, win place and show. The boss riders in the sky. Hey.
They recorded back in 1957 for Capitol out in Hollywood, the late Mickey Katz, and a spoof of the famous Vaughn Monroe hit, The Ghost Riders in the Sky. They're the Borscht Riders in the Sky. Hope you enjoyed it. Well, let's continue on. Here's Yehuda and lines from, actually come from the Gemara, talking about the beauty of the bride, Ketzed Merakdim, and here is Yehuda recorded back in 1997.
Kitzad merakadim lifnei hakala, ahai, oi kala na ek,
kala na kala yo vachasuda,
oi kala ya ek,
vachasuda,
oi kala na ek,
kala na kala yo vachasuda,
oi kala ya ek,
vachasuda.
They recorded back in 1997 the suddenly ending recording of Yehuda and Ketzad Meragdim. Hope very much that you enjoyed it. We'll continue now. Ben's got another one for us. We're going to go to that right now.
All right. Well, here is a real nice one by Shaul Shellis. This a song called Kulam.
Kulam kedayishim bechulam aysim aysim beyma uviraritzahin kaina kulam ahuvim kulam beurim kulam gibahim kulam kedayishim bechulam I see me in my hobby, Rabbit's a high time.
Na 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 na.
And there you had it, Shalshelis, and that one called Kulam.
Yeah, it was very nice, very nice. Well, here's another one for Black History Month. Here's the late, great Eartha Kitt, a very, very fine entertainer. She was born, I believe, in South Carolina, and she had a pretty miserable childhood and upbringing from reading about her, but she fashioned herself into this exotic singer in the many different languages, and she studied languages, and they say by the time she got done, she could speak about 7 or 8 languages fairly fluently, and she made a lot of recordings. She appeared in different movies. And she was on stage, television, all over the place. To the children of my generation, she is remembered most fondly as the Catwoman on Batman. And she continued to perform and into the 1980s, and she passed away some years ago. So in 1957, she made a recording for the Cap label, a subsidiary of Decca, and she sang a song called Haveinu Shalom Aleichem. So here another Jewishly flavored song by a famous black entertainer as we celebrate that connection for Black History Month. Very, very rare recordings, and I hope you enjoy it. Here's the late, great Eartha Kitt.
Haveinu Shalom Aleichem, Haveinu Shalom Aleichem, Haveinu Shalom Aleichem, Haveinu Shalom, Shalom, Shalom Aleichem, Haveinu Shalom Aleichem, Haveinu Shalom Aleichem, Haveinu Shalom Aleichem, Haveinu Shalom, Shalom, Shalom Aleichem. In France, they say, bonjour, monsieur. And Nasser sin, iyesen, peshakora derem, that's Turkish. Buongiorno in Italia, guten tag in Svenska, como esta in España. In the good old Middle West, howdy do. And in the old, old Middle East, well.
Haveinu shalom,
haveinu shalom aleichem.
Haveinu shalom,
haveinu shalom aleichem.
Haveinu
shalom aleichem. Haveinu shalom, shalom, shalom aleichem. Haveinu shalom aleichem. Haveinu shalom aleichem. Haveinu shalom aleichem. Haveinu shalom, shalom, shalom aleichem.
They recorded for the Cap label out in Hollywood back in 1957. The late, great Eartha Kitt, very famous black entertainer for many, many years, and Haveinu Shalom Aleichem. How cool is that?
Really
been?
Cool.
Well, like I say, you know, she was known for singing in many languages. Matter of fact, one of her biggest hits actually was called C'est Si Bon, which is French for It's So Good, and it was one of her biggest hits. So this is the kind of career that she had. Very, very fine entertainer. Well, Ben's got another one for us. We're going to go to that right now.
All right, we are going to continue now. Here a nice one by our good friend Sam Glazer. And this a nice song. It's a takeoff of the parental blessings of children that some people have the custom doing every Friday night. Some people do it once a year before Kol Nidre. Whatever your tradition is, Sam Glazer did a really nice version of it.
May Hashem watch over your soul, guiding every step along your way. May you hold deep in your heart the Ahava Hashem gives you every day. May the light of Shemaim above reflect in your eyes,
in your
so you see all the wonder in the world. Yivarechecha Hashem v'yishmerecha Ya'er Hashem panav elecha v'chuneka Yisa Hashem panav elecha.
Say
of your life, secure in the arms of the one above. May Hashem look upon you with favor, granting you whatever you're dreaming of. May mountains are a path when you stroll along. You stroll along, feel the valleys so you can cross with ease. Yivarechecha Hashem,
our good friend Sam Glazer.
Very nice.
And that one called Yivarechecha.
All right. Well, let's continue now. Here's another famous one that we always feature during this time of year. The late, great Johnny Mathis, and one of the great singers from the 1950s all the way into the almost to today. I believe that he still performs and concertizes almost to the present day, and he's well in his 80s, and good for him. And like somebody made a compliment to him, said two generations of Americans fell in love to the music of Johnny Mathis. And boy, you can't say much more than that, but a tremendous singer of all different types of music. So back in 1957, Columbia wanted Johnny Mathis to record an album basically for the holidays, which especially in 1957 meant an album of Christmas music. Johnny came from very religious people and his mom was all for it. Well, out of Columbia Records, they got the idea to put a couple of Jewish selections on there as well, and Johnny was all for it, and the orchestra director, Percy Faith, was Jewish, and they decided one of the songs that they would feature was the famous Yiddish song about Jewish suffering, Eli Eli. It's loosely based on Psalm 22 and the very famous line, Eli Eli, lom azavtoni, we ask of Hashem, why, my God, have you forsaken me? And, of course, talks about that Hashem is the only one that can rescue us, and then it ends up with the words of the Shema. And a very, very famous, famous song for many, many decades. So here's Johnny Mathis's unforgettable version of this, Percy Faith, Percy Faith, rather, and say that fast, wrote it out for him phonetically, and he, as they say, he made it his own. And not too long ago, he got a chance to hear a Johnny Mathis, and he said, I was a very young man at the time, he said, but that song has stayed with me and remained with me always, he said, for it talks about suffering, something that the Jewish and black experiences have very much in common, and something to ponder during Black History Month and all times of the year. So, let's go back now to 1957, recorded for Columbia. Here's the unforgettable Johnny Mathis and Ellie Ellie.
Oh.
They recorded for Columbia Records out in Hollywood back in 1957. The great Johnny Mathis and Ailey Ailey, one of his most famous recordings. And like I say, it was an idea to add it on to the album, and it ended up being something that he was famous for singing along throughout his career. And again, another giant of entertainment. We pay tribute to a lot of them this month during Black History Month. And we feature from time to time during the course of the year on the program a connection that should never be forgotten. It is very, very important. And there are more, and we'll feature them from time to time on the program. In any event, now the time has come for Ben, who's got his next selection.
Well, just to remind everybody about the way to listen to the program is, of course, via your favorite podcasting app, whether that is iTunes or Spotify. Make sure that you go on, you like, you subscribe, you download, and that's the best way to enjoy the program, because you can take it on any device and you can listen in pieces, come back to it, right exactly where you left off, all the things that we love about podcasting. So make sure that that is the way you're enjoying the program. Now, here is one that is one of those melodies that you think to yourself has just kind of become, like, you know, quote unquote, a traditional melody, where you say, oh, this is just one that's been around forever and that people sing. What I did not know about this was that this was actually written by A.B. Rottenberg, who is best known for the Journeys albums. And he did not only record songs and write songs that were, you know, those ones in English that are meant to evoke, you know, a real emotional response. He also wrote some traditional and some service music as well. Here he is with a version of Achenu that should sound very familiar.
Israel, Hanesunim Batzor, Tzoryahu v'ashiyah Hoim vim bein v'ayom Uvein
And there you had it. There was A.B. Rottenberg in that one.
It was very nice.
Yeah, and that one, Achenu, which now everybody recognizes what that melody is.
Right quick.
So it's one of those ones that you didn't realize that he was the one who wrote it.
Right. You know, the interesting thing about that particular prayer is it's only said two times a week, on Mondays and Thursdays after the Torah is read. If there's just a regular day, that prayer is said, it calls for that all those who are in distress and in captivity and in any kind of tzuris amongst the Jewish people should be rescued and made good. And like it says, it should come speedily and soon. So that's pretty cool. Very,
yeah.
Very nice at that. Well, let's continue. Now, here's Leibel HaShel, who also came from Argentina back in 1982. This from his first album, Yahalalucha, Leibel HaShel.
Yehalelucho Hashem Elokeinu Al kol ma'asecho V'chasidecho tzadikim Oisei retzoinecho Yehalelucho Hashem Elokeinu Al kol ma'asecho V'chasidecho tzadikim Oisei retzoinecho V'chol amcho beis Yisroel V'chol amcho beis Yisroel Ahoy berin no yandu v'vachechu v'shachachu v'vachu v'shoyreru V'chol amcho beis Yisroel V'chol amcho beis Yisroel Yeroi memu v'yaritzu yakdishu v'yamlichu v'shim v'chom malkeinu tomi Ahai Ki lecho atay leho v'idoi
Kulishim khana we novel zamel Hakim yallam ve yadaylam Atu atu kay Ay 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 Kila khawa tayla huwaydan Kulishim khana we novel zamel Hakim yallam ve yadaylam Atu atu kay Hallelujah, Hashem Elokeinu, Al Kol Ma'aseinu, V'Chasidei Tzadikim, Moshe Yotzei Rechon. Yeah, Hallelujah, Hashem Elokeinu, Al Kol Ma'aseinu, V'Chasidei Tzadikim, Moshe Yotzei Rechon. Hallelujah, Hashem Elokeinu, Al Kol Ma'aseinu, V'Chasidecho Tzadikim, Moshe Yotzeinecho. Yeah, Hallelujah, Hashem Elokeinu, Al Kol Ma'aseinu, V'Chasidecho Tzadikim, Moshe Yotzeinecho. Hey, v'chol amcho beis Yisrael. וכולם חובי ישראל בני יום ויברכו משחרחו מפועל ושוררו וכולם חובי ישראל וכולם חובי ישראל ירוימו ויעריצו יקדישו וימליצו ושמחו מלכנו תמיד
They recorded back in 1982 their label Hashel and Yahalalucha. Let's continue now with the cantorial feature on this week. Two very fine recordings by cantor Ian Kamisar, who has been a fixture for many, many years in the community, a Jewish community of Cape Town in South Africa. For many years, he was chazan of the Garden Synagogue, one of the largest synagogues in all of South Africa. In 1990, he recorded an album together with the choir That Shul, two very famous compositions in the cantoral world. The first, the famous Schlossberg composition for Ritzeh, a prayer asking Hashem to be pleased with our rest. Here is cantor Ian Kamisar and the Garden Synagogue Choir, recorded in Cape Town in South Africa.
Hey!
Recorded. Now, recorded back in 1990, their cantor Ian Kamisar of the Garden Synagogue. Beautiful, beautiful rendition there of actually the Ritze by cantor Israel Alter. I gave you the wrong composer at the beginning, but I've now rectified all my errors. So after Ben reminds you about things you need to know, we'll have another selection from this very fine album. Stay tuned.
You know, the technology may have changed since ELO first recorded this song in 1976, but the message still rings true today. Contacting us is as easy as picking up that telephone, or laptop, or tablet, or smart TV. Well, you get the point. Keeping in touch with us is as easy as 1, 2, 3. 1. Email us at info@WashingtonJewishRadio.com. 2. Tweet us at WashJewRad. And 3. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/WashingtonJewishRadio. The website is found at WashingtonJewishRadio.com and is fantastic, featuring an extensive archive of every show, plus a weekly blog that recaps the show. Your feedback matters, and we always love to hear from you. Stay in touch. The best feedback might just be read on the next show. Could it be yours? Get in touch and find out today.
All right, let's continue now with the very famous composition for Bavur David from this, actually, from when the Torahs return to the Ark after reading. It starts there. It's Kilek Achtov. Hashem says, I have given you good doctrine. And his famous lines, Eitz Chayimi, it is a tree of life to those who grasp onto it. And, of course, the end, Chadei Shemenu Kikedem, that Hashem should turn us to him as in days of old. This very, very famous composition by the late cantor David Reutemann, and also added on and worked on by the great Joseph Rumyshinsky, famous Jewish composer. So let's go back now to 1990. Here is cantor Ian Kamisar in the choir of the Garden Synagogue of Cape Town and Bavur David.
Oh!
And they recorded back in 1990 there, cantor Ian Kamisar of the Garden Synagogue in Cape Town, South Africa, on a very beautiful rendition there of Bavour David. Some nice voice, huh?
Oh, definitely.
A stunning falsetto there. You don't usually hear that technique much these days in the cantoral world. Very, very nice. Well, it brings to a close 2 hours here on the program, and this is Larry Shore. Thank you very much for listening. Hope you enjoyed all the good stuff we brought to you today, and that you'll make it a point to be with us again next week for another edition of the program. And until then, Larry Shore saying be well, Zygazint, and have a great week.
And this is Ben Shore thanking everybody for checking out the program this week. We will see you next week for another edition, but until then, thanks for listening.
Until then, Larry Shore saying be well, have a great week, enjoy, and don't forget, spread the good word about Washington Jewish Radio and all the great ways you can access the program, and do that for us. We appreciate it. Until then, Larry Shore saying be well, Zay Gesund, and have a good Woche. Take care. Bye-bye.
You are listening to an exclusive presentation of the Washington Jewish Radio Network via our affiliates over the air and WashingtonJewishRadio.com. This presentation may not be copied, rebroadcast, or reproduced without the express written consent of Washington Jewish Radio, the KHC Network, and all participating sponsors.